Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome, one and all, to the start of the healing broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm barely awake and upright.
No, I'm very awake and very upright. I don't know how. It was a great weekend in Naples, Florida, Super Don. I wish you'd enjoy it. You would have sweat a ton. It was warm. Actually, it was hot, but that's kind of normal for South Florida this time of the year.
Yeah, but what's hot for Robert Scott Bell? Because cold is like 75 degrees.
That is true. That is true. Actually, no, it wasn't hot for me. It was just perfect. Although we were filming some of the next series of The Quest for the Cures Continues with Ty Bollinger down there, and we were outdoors at a place called Shangri-La in Bonita Springs, which was awesome.
Ah.
Beautiful outdoors, gorgeous trees with, like, oh my gosh, the energy was just great. So I was down there with Paul, and we met Sayer G down there. Of course, Ty and his crew were there, and there were even more all-stars we'll get to in a moment. But it was outdoors, so it was, like, really hot. But it was funny because I had to do some things with Jerry Doyle while I was there, so I got to sneak into the air-conditioned quiet place while everybody else was outside sweating. I thought that was kind of ironic.
Nice.
Good weekend, and there's going to be so much cool information in the next international version that Ty's putting together. Sayer G just rocked it, and funny story. Not funny for him, probably, but Ty and the crew headed out yesterday to London to get some interviews with Dr. Rob Verkirk and other doctors as they're going on a tour of Europe. And did I tell this story on the air, Superdog? When I was coming back from London last month or so, that we had a medical emergency on the plane. Did I share that on the air?
Yeah, you did, actually. But, I mean, recap it again, because it's a great story.
Well, yeah, I was sitting across from an older couple. I think they were from Ireland. They were heading to America. And this woman just started having tremendous back pain. And, you know, they're literally calling for a doctor on the airplane. And there was one. There was a nurse as well. And, you know, I said, I'm a homeopath if you need anything. Anyway, they were saying, you know, literally going back and forth to the cockpit. They had the phone with doctors on the ground. And they thought, are we going to have to, land in Iceland, you know, just to get medical help for this woman? And it turns out she ate the spicy chicken. And, you know, she had a lot of gastric issues, even some surgeries related to that. And once she kind of threw up, she was better. And it was like the nurse and I suspected it was the food. But anyway, we got out of that. We didn't have to land early, so that was good. But unfortunately, Ty, going the other direction with his film crew, they evidently had a medical emergency on their plane. They had to land in, Nova Scotia. Yeah. What is that city in Nova Scotia? I think I can't remember that.
So what was the emergency?
I didn't get the info on that, but I mean, you think of how exhausted these guys were. I really feel for them because they're working hard on this thing. And the last thing they needed to do was like land and have like 3, 4, 5 extra hours before they get ready on Monday to do some more interviews. So God bless Ty Bollinger and the crew hanging in there, and may God's protection be with you. And I know it is, but wow, what a journey they're on. We had quite an all-star weekend at Food and Thought again. I want to thank Michael down there at Food and Thought for hosting us. There was like 120-plus people packed into Food and Thought. They had this organic clothing store kind of across the little alleyway, which is a real nice area for eating. And they were going to have the event outdoors, but it ended up raining. So they packed this place. And the people were there early. I mean, it's like, what place do you normally, when you show up to a lecture at a health food store, it's pretty casual. They'll come in late. This time they're all early. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to eat. I didn't get to eat yet. So I ran into Vashali, Purple V. She was there. She brought me a nice gift of organic coconut chocolates for the family. She's so sweet. And I said, Vashali, can you warm up the crowd while I finish my dinner? She said, yeah, sure, no problem. So she opens up the crowd for 15 minutes. I go on and deliver. And then Michael Haley, Dr. Michael Haley is there from Stockton Allo-1 because I talk about the Silver Allo Protocol. I like to teach people how to heal the gut. And I said, of all things, we've got Dr. Michael Haley here. Here's the guy from Allo-1. So he came up and shared great stuff with the crowd. And then Sayer G just knocked it out of the park with his beautiful daughter. She was there. And actually, she ended up sitting on my lap when we were reading books. And she is a little pistol, I tell you what. If Sayer needs to retire, I know she's only like 4 or 5 years old, but she's the smartest I've ever met, a little girl. She's in the right family. And that was great. And then we brought, of course, Paul Barrettiero was there, and we got to speak about molecular hydrogen and water. People were just very interested in the Echo water, which is great. We've been drinking that for years, and Ty Bollinger has it as well. Aaron Elizabeth has it. Dr. Joe Mercola has it. So obviously a lot of interest there. And then Ty Bollinger came up and did his thing. It was wonderful. And then Aaron Elizabeth, nice surprise, from Health Nut News joined us. So it was a real all-star panel, and you can see in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com the group picture after the event there. Just click on it. You'll see TMB, Sayer G., Aaron, me, Michael Haley, and Paul, and what a crowd. I tell you what, I'll go back to Naples any day with the kind of welcome we had there. I just was so pleased. So that's thank awesome. You, everybody. Yeah, thank you all for joining us there. And if you missed it, we had a great show on Friday, Dr. Frank King, and we'll all be together at the International Association for Colon Hydrous Therapists, and that's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, June 24th through 26th. TMB's going to be there. Dr. Michael Haley is going to be there. Paul Barrettiero is going to be there. Dr. Frank King is going to be there. But this coming week, already, I just can't believe it's already upon us, Autism One. Sayer G is going to be up there as well. Paul's coming, and I don't know who else, but it's going to be a huge, huge event. Autism One in Chicago, the 20th through the 24th of May. Now, having said all that, that's the happy stuff. That's the stuff I like to do as we kick off the broadcast week. The bummer stuff is related to medical kidnapping, as you might imagine. We've been covering the medical kidnap issue for a long time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, you can actually see some of these stories linked up that we're going to cover today, including welcoming back Stephen R. Isham, a great champion for the families that are suffering under these horrible medical kidnapping situations. The first story of a number of them is kind of that broad overview of what is the state of medical kidnapping in America, right? What is going on here? And this article, and it was written by John P. Thomas for Health Impact News, and we have it linked up in the show notes, taking you to medicalkidnap.com, talks about the kidnapping of children with the express purpose, or if not express intent, the inadvertent or advertent at that moment. Now we've got the kids under our control. What are we going to do? We need to make even more money than the feds are giving us. Hey, I got an idea. Let's give consent to pharmaceutical companies and government researchers to conduct experiments on new and potential pediatric drugs on these children. Because the parents, outside of the poorest of the parents that would, you know, they're so poor they're going to take $25, $50, $100 to allow their kids to be experimented upon with drugs that they don't know what's going to happen to them. But outside of that, what parent is going to say, yeah, sure, experiment on my child just so you can, you know, make $1 billion on a new blockbuster drug that could kill children just as much as it might help them? And so the Child Protective Services takes custody. The state takes custody, and there's no say by the parents. And the profiting and the increase in the numbers of participants in something that's very difficult for the drug company to do, to get participants for child drug trials. This is as horrific as anything we've ever covered, and we have mentioned it, we have discussed it before, but this article really goes a lot further in explaining the game that's being played on the children of America by destroying the families, by claiming medical neglect, by claiming medical abuse, when these terms are ill-defined and defined so that there really is no ability to gain those children back unless you had the wherewithal to sue immediately and threaten immediately. Not only these state agencies or these hospitals involved, but the doctors, maybe the CPS agents in their personal capacity, to call them in, you know, and call them to the carpet and say, listen, this is not about me even necessarily going against the state, but against you for violation of your oath of office, if you even have one, to take these children and subject them to medical experiments. I mean, ethics, medical ethics, that's the ultimate oxymoron here if there ever was anything called medical ethics. Violation of parental consent, and then, of course, we've got violations of freedom of speech. Moms, grandmoms, being slapped with gag orders for speaking out to the public about their children being taken from them for no apparent, really well-defined reason. Not the least of which we've covered, of course, Isaiah Ryder, the medical kidnap of Isaiah. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit as well. But Super Don, again, I bet you're glad you don't have little kids anymore, that your kids are grown, because it's a frightening thing to raise kids in America. You never know when the medical authorities, look at you squirrely-eyed and say, hey, we're taking your kids.
Well, actually, Robert, you'll experience this at some point. There actually are times that I wish I had little kids, because my kids are all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do kind of miss that somewhat. But in the context of what you're talking about, I mean, yeah, things are seem to be, anyway, crazier now than they were back when, or who knows, or maybe it was really not all that different then. I just, some people, run into that problem and some people don't. But, the thing that got me on this article is mm-hmm. that, we have been talking for a while now about the collusion between government and these agencies and the medical kidnapping. And we have become really more, educated on this topic because of the stories that we've covered. Mm-hmm. And we've always alluded to the fact that there must be something going on there. There's these connections, but I had no idea that there was actual government legislation that had been passed that was establishing these connections between government and these agencies. There was mm-hmm. something called the Pediatric Research Equity Act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the language and the names of the things just kind of make you go, well, hold on, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you mean? The Best Pharmaceuticals for Children Act. What?
Yeah. Yeah, the basic bottom line here is that this is not an accident. This is an orchestrated campaign against you and your children on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, for which it's not Republicans anymore, or just, it's the Democrats too. Follow the money in California with SB 277. We'll talk about that after this and more.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, he's back. He's a bit sore from a long run, longer than he anticipated, but we'll talk about that a little later. Right now, medical kidnapping still the discussion this hour. If you'd like to be part of the program, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Even after hours, we'll take your message. Also, robertscadbell.com for all the links in the show notes. We're talking about the medical kidnap, the basis for really, where's this coming from? Of all the countries in the world, where's this medical kidnap happening? It's right here in the USA. Not good old USA when you talk about it this way. And why is it happening? The necessity coming from what? The need for kids to be enrolled in drug experiments, drug trials. Since 1994, federal guidelines have called for the inclusion of children in clinical studies. Related federal incentives and laws such as the Pediatric Rule, the Pediatric Research Equity Act, and the Pediatric Exclusivity Provision have also been passed to increase the number of pediatric clinical trials launched by pharmaceutical companies. Despite these mandates, the allocations to pediatric clinical trials in federal and private research and developmental budgets have remained limited. In addition, pediatric researchers continue to experience difficulty locating children and families who are willing to enroll in clinical trials. Really? You mean parents don't want to sacrifice their children knowingly to clinical trials for drugs that have unknown side effects? How dare you, parents?
It sounds like we've got a shortage of kids. Well, let's crank out some more. It just sounds weird to put it that way.
Doesn't it, though? I mean, the thing is, it does remind me of something. In fact, we've got audio from one of the new programs that is helping CPS and Department of Children and Family Services get more kids enrolled in clinical trials.
Yeah, man. You're the best kid somewhere. I can smell them. Captain, I think we've got them.
Yes, Yes. Remember that from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? He was scary, dude, with that long nose. This is kind of what's happening here in real life, though. Luring children in, how are they doing it? By, you know, innocent parents who trust the medical profession. Maybe they don't have a choice, and they bring their kids into a hospital setting, and then they want a second opinion. Suddenly, the child catcher comes out in the guise of CPS. Here, little children, and they, you know, hold up the lollipops, and then suddenly the bars become evident. They're taken away. Recruitment for pediatric studies hampered by several factors, including ethical concerns with using children as subjects. There's a moment of duh. Regulatory oversight that is significantly more restrictive for child trials than adult trials. A lack of research infrastructure. The need, here's the key, the need to obtain consent from parents. And the challenge of determining appropriate payments for participation that are not coercive. Right. Well, why do we need to pay if we can simply abduct your children and enroll them and meet the needs of the drug industry, which is far more important than families and children, evidently, in modern-day America? In some states more than others, but probably evidence in every state. This article comes from the journal Pediatrics, 2011, so it's not new. And what I read to you came from Dr. Tischler, Ph.D., and Dr. Stotz Rice, Ph.D. This is some serious stuff, folks. This is not a random event. This is an orchestrated event. This is your government in collusion with the pharmaceutical industrial complex and largely a complicit mainstream media, all working together to argue that medical kidnapping is justified. It's not really medical kidnapping. It's you abusive and neglectful parents. We must take these children. We simply must, because it's for their own good. And then we must enroll them into the pharmaceutical industrial complex, clinical trials for drugs we don't know the effects of, for profits that they hope will manifest shortly thereafter, under the guise of taking kids because you parents are bad. You're neglectful, you're abusive medically. You see, this is an orchestrated campaign. Your continued participation, your continued support in the even state-sanctioned activities by Department of Children and Family Services and Child Protective Services is resulting in more and more children being kidnapped and abducted and then taken and put into clinical trials. And not only that, but we're going to talk about, when we come back, a particular category of drugs that these kids, once they're put into foster care, are being put on, even in violation of the uses known to be approved of for a pediatric population, much less adults. We'll do that with Stephen R. Isham. We'll be dropping by. Also, we'll update on Leanna Smith and other medical kidnap cases, what you can do to put a stop to this. Hint, hint, take your kids out of anything related to government or licensed, sanctioned doctors. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I have
have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're talking about the corruption, the collusion, big pharma, big government, even little big government on the state level, under the guise of protecting children, participating in the illegal, unethical, amoral kidnapping of children based on ill-defined terms like medical abuse and medical neglect, and what that really means. There's another story here about the feds paying for drug fraud.
92%, listen to this number, 92% of foster care poor kids who are prescribed antipsychotics get them for unaccepted uses. In other words, not validated, not approved. This is off-label use. Like, let's just give that kid an antipsychotic drug. He's in foster care. What do you care? His parents aren't around. Not his real parents anyway. To comment on this and a whole lot more, he's one of our heroes. Stephen R. Isham is back talking medical kidnap and beyond with many updates. Stephen, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, I appreciate all of your work, and you know, sometimes you feel like you're one guy fighting against the, you know, these monsters, and I know you're not the only one, but you've done an incredible amount of work over many years, and we want to get some updates from you, but I don't know if you can comment at all on this. We talked about the medical kidnap to the foster kids being entered in, or those under state custody being entered in to these experiments for new drugs, pediatric drugs, which no parent in their right mind would ever allow for $25, much less for $100, unless they're just dirt poor. And on top of that, now those that are in foster care at ridiculous levels. I mean, 9 out of every 10 that are put on antipsychotics being put on for just anomalous reasons, not based on any science.
Yes, it's important for your public to understand that medications are tried on adults first, and so there's very few trials on children, and so a lot of this may very very well be trials or experimentation to find out how these drugs work on adolescents and even children.
Well, yeah, that is an interesting point. They're not in a quote unquote official drug trial. There's been no medical board or these groups that have to come together to assess and legitimize a trial and identify its design to see if it's not flawed. I mean, literally, they're putting these kids in foster care on these medications when they're not indicated, and then perhaps in the medical charts they'll report back somehow to the drug companies and they'll learn something by not officially doing an experiment.
Yeah, the other thing that's curious is that kids in foster care are kids on public insurance, like Medicaid, they're twice as likely to be on psychotropic meds than the normal population.
Twice as likely, double the likelihood.
Yes.
As I said, we live in a medical police state, Stephen. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. And as we see what happens, it's happening in California and other states attempting to remove exemptions by loving parents who have thought this through, either philosophical or religious objections to experimenting by injection vaccines. They're removing that as well. We are eking ever closer to a totalitarian medical police state here.
But when you add in the way these children are taken, and with the lack of evidence many times, it is very suspect.
Oh, so yeah. Again, you have to be completely on FDA medication to not see the relationship, the connections, and the pattern that has emerged here. And as you've been covering this for a lot of years as an advocate, and the things you've seen and witnessed and the help and the assistance you've provided, including to the case we talked about, I think, last month, about the federal case going in, you know, through the San Francisco area federal courts, and that had never been done, taking it out of Arizona so that the state court didn't have the ability to shut everything down.
Yeah, or withhold evidence. It was very odd how much evidence all of a sudden appeared for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals when they heard the case compared to what was in the juvenile system on many, you know, at least the case you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any updates since we last had you on about the case that's climbing up the federal chart, so to speak?
Well, at this point, April 17th, 2015, the case was heard. The written arguments were submitted and the oral arguments were given. And the three judges have up to 90 days to respond. So we're looking at April. So sometime in middle to late July would be the 90 days. And
right.
So we're praying and hoping that, you know, these judges will see through the smoke screen and be able to, render a just decision.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we're paying attention to that, and I know that you're reaching out to us, and we appreciate you staying in touch on any updates in this. And the moment it breaks, we're going to be on the air live talking about it. Don, Super Don, has been passionate about this as well, as a dad, as my humble and lovable producer. He's been covering some of these, now we're calling them almost kid catcher cases. What's up with a couple of cases, Lakeisha Tana and Melissa Deagle?
Yeah, well, Lakeisha Tana, she's we actually had her on the show. She's one that's in Illinois, and we also had a problem with Lurie's. And the latest on that is there should be no shock. She's been slapped with the usual gag order because she's been vocal and been talking. So she's dealing with that. And then the Melissa Deagle situation, this is the mother with the two daughters. And actually, coincidentally, this is in Arizona. Stephen, you probably are somewhat familiar with that case. I just found out that she is facing jail time if she does not provide a judge the names and phone numbers and information of everybody that she has talked to about her case by tomorrow.
Wow. Did you hear that? Stephen,
it's amazing, and I wonder, because people talk to people all the time. Can she even remember over the last, year and a half that this has been done to her and her children? How is she even going to remember the people that that she's talked to? Most of these moms, I would say, are kind of shell-shocked or post-traumatic stress disorder based on, I mean, if you had your kids kidnapped, how would you feel? You know, and it's even more odd to know that they were kidnapped, know who kidnapped them, and to know there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, as we've talked to some parents that have defied these gag orders, and in some it's worked, like in the Justina Pelletier case, when they finally said, screw it, we've had enough, we're speaking out, and it helped bring public pressure on these officials in the, at the state level. The question is, would they be willing to jail a mom like Melissa Deagle for not complying, however they would determine that compliance or noncompliance, about whoever she's talked to in the past, however long it's been, including media sources, which I believe we are among them.
Whatever happened to our freedom of speech, though? The ability to have your children taken, and then this smoke screen that it's in the idea of confidentiality for the child is ridiculous. Everybody saw their pictures online. Everybody knows their names. Everybody knows the case. How is anything to do with this confidential for the child?
Stephen,
confidentiality is a smoke screen, so when people make mistakes at any level or any position in this, it is protected.
Yeah, Stephen, it tells me that the judges on the state level are absolutely complicit in suppression and cover-up, and that's what you found. That's why you were so pleased to get Lana Smith's story up and out of the state into the federal courts to be able to present everything that was not allowed to be presented under the state courts in Arizona.
Exactly.
Absolutely incredible. We talked about gag orders being placed on moms and even grandmoms in Illinois. Do we have, Super Don, do we have any major updates or even minor updates on Isaiah Ryder from Team Isaiah as well? Because that's obviously an ongoing saga. I'm going to be in Illinois soon.
Yeah, you know, I need to get back in touch with them. There was a point in time where, for legal reasons, lawyers and stuff, that, you know, things just kind of went silent. But I know that there's been some talk about him being taken back to Chicago. That his physical health, his medical situation has gotten worse. So, we should get an update here probably in this next week.
Okay. Well, if we have anything to report, like you said, I'll be in Chicago all week starting Wednesday. You know, we're going to be doing shows live, recording interviews at Autism One, autismone.org. Check that out. And if you're in the Midwest or anywhere, come on through. I'll be there through Sunday. And I hope to meet you there and get your stories out. If you have stories like this and more, we're here to, you know, communicate this message that we feel is so, so very important. It is horrific for those who are, you know, kind of unconscious to this. Maybe they don't have kids. Maybe they don't believe that the government could do such or visit such evil. But listen, our founding fathers knew, and they formed a government that was of limited capacity to do damage like this. And we've lost sight of that. Now the government's gone mad. They've gone out of control to take children on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex as anything as evil as what I perceive to be what happened in Nazi Germany, just under the guise of we're only here to help you, which is even more evil because you're not overtly saying we're going to exterminate you. When it's overt, at least you could say, hey, we know what's going on here. Not that we condone any of that, But right here, it's like, oh, the doctors, the hospitals, they're portrayed, the CPS, they're portrayed as saving and protecting children. And it's not to say there's never a case of that, but I'm ill-equipped to say that the protection mechanism of CPS and DCFS is actually working at this point. And to me, it's doing more harm than good. Stephen, your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, this. When you look at this, there's just so much research that's out there that nobody really pays attention to. The older these kids get and the more difficult that it is to control them, the more medications are used. So there's a direct correlation between the age of the child and the amount of medications that they get, and the multiple medications that they get. Let me see if I can find the name of it. But anyway, the National Study for Children and Adolescents Well-Being, Baseline 2, gives all these statistics. That's where I got the idea, or not the idea, but the fact that it's twice as much medication, psychotropic meds, for kids with public insurance. Minorities get a higher than what it should be. And then age has a direct correlation between the amount. And so I believe that's control.
Yeah. Yeah,
kids,
absolutely.
Many of them that nothing has happened to, we've traumatized them. So we need to sedate them so that the foster parents can control them.
No, we need to sedate the people at work in Child Protective Services, DCFS, the judges on the state level, and, of course, higher-ups that are endorsing this medical kidnapping that continues to occur. Stephen R. Isham, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got lots more healing to go. Maybe Taco Bell can save us. What will they serve to get people back in to 99-cent burritos? Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
What was that? What was I talking about again? Oh, yeah. Squirrel, right? Have you ever had that moment? Squirrel. Well, I just got distracted again, right? Never
yeah,
happens.
Everybody's had that moment. Usually it's right. When I'm talking to my wife, right? And she's like, yeah, I want right. You to do this. What?
Yeah, exactly. But do our wives prescribe ADHD medication for us?
Either that or a rolling pin upside down.
A rolling pin, right? More appropriate. But no, we don't. We don't have ADHD drug deficiencies, even if we're a little squirrely. But there could be other reasons for our squirreliness. Before I get to Taco Bell, we should figure this thing out. In fact, studies are showing there might be a reason for it. But of all the places the studies are coming from, could be one of the causes of this issue with attention span deficit disorder, as we can call it.
According to a study by Microsoft, people generally lose concentration after just 8 seconds. That's shorter than that of a goldfish.
What? What? How do they know the attention span of a goldfish? That's what I want to know. Did Microsoft invest in that too?
If you squirrel at a goldfish, it's going to care. But
New operating software from Microsoft for goldfish. They got a picture on this, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. A guy on a boat on his iPhone or something while a whale surfaces right next to his boat. He's not paying any attention. It's a great, great shot. Absolutely great shot that explains everything. A picture worth a thousand words there. Humans have a shorter attention span than goldfish, and it's all according to this, thanks to smartphones, thanks to Microsoft, thanks to Apple. Put the cell phone down. I know it's difficult nowadays. It really is. And that short attention span is long enough to see if you stay on that bull, right? Because isn't the 8-second rule? Stay on the bull 8 seconds, and then you're off to something else. So that's interesting how it equates to that. So, Taco Bell. I should call it Taco Hell. The last time I ate a Taco Bell,
Oh, it was so long ago. I discovered a different form of protein in it, a roach, years ago. And I was like, okay, that's it. I've had it. I'm not going back, even though half of my namesake is on it. Now, McDonald's is trying to get you back. How are they doing it? McKale, we talked about earlier in the week, last week. Kale, yeah, let's add, serve some kale. We'll get people back into McDonald's. No, that's not going to work. But Taco Bell's got a better idea. How about if we serve spiked milkshakes? Let's spike your milkshakes with some alcohol. They tried to serve alcohol-spiked milkshakes at an upscale offshoot called U.S. Taco Company. That evidently didn't get approval or didn't work or something. But they're really struggling. How do we get people back in for the 99-cent burritos that no longer exist? And they are seriously thinking about how do we get maybe alcohol involved. I think cannabis is usually better for that, right?
Well,
you get people so hungry.
Tell you, it caught my attention because there is. Taco Bell has applied for a liquor license.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, margaritas, I guess, maybe, right?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, they tried for milkshakes. Margarita milkshakes or something. But really, is that, I guess you might get people in to drink if it's going to be cheaper. But, again, it's the drive-thru. Come on, really? That's not a good place to bring people. And they're driving in, they're driving out fast. I don't think it's a good mix, personally. Why not, Taco Bell and McDonald's? If you're serious about doing something good for bringing people in, maybe up the quality of the food itself. You know, maybe seek out more purveyors or providers of animals that haven't been grown in factory feedlots with GMO food coming into their gullets, right? Loads of antibiotics and growth hormones. Think about that. But no, McDonald's says, no, we'll just bring in some kale to go with our antibiotic-laden beef
yummy
products.
You know, here's the thing. Kale's really good for you. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. Yeah. But of all the leafy green vegetables that are out there, it's not something you just munch on. It's very bitter. So it's like, why would you pick the one thing that probably most people are going to be like, I'm not really into that?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if you put enough MSG on it, anything tastes good, even if it gives you a headache and it's an excitotoxin. I don't know. Again, I think these people that are running these places like Taco Bell and McDonald's, they're so far out of touch with reality. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, there may be another opportunity here.
Yeah.
For McDonald's to can do it. And we'll cover this in the next hour.
Okay.
About how to maybe improve their chicken. Make better chicken nuggets.
Seriously? Better? We need more?
Absolutely.
What about those chickens and their nuggets? Stay away from my nuggets, please. And don't deflate Tom Brady's you-know-what. We'll get to that as well. Super Don has a story about dealing with the pseudo-skeptics online through Twitter. I want an update from you, Super Don, next hour. Are you prepared?
Ready, willing, and able.
All right. I am, too. Thank you for being here. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to the sponsors. Why would you do that? Oh, because the power to heal is yours. Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade.
upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.